Mr. Tim Catroni, how are you, sir?
Dude, I got this wicked cold, so forgive me if my voice is kind of struggling here. So
we can't understand you anyway, since but
it's okay. You may be able to understand me better now.
So I want to lead into this. For you listeners that don't know a lot about Battleground and the listeners that are in Battleground, if you're definitely in Battleground, you need to go back and listen to the Agoge call that Catroni led Monday, correct? Monday?
Yeah. Yeah. So the date on Monday would have been the 18th. So September 18th.
Okay. September 18th. And the reason I want to bring this up is it's so key when you come into Battleground and you get on these Agoge calls. And the Agoge is the Greek term for training. So if you've ever watched the movie 300, that's when the young Spartans are coming up. That's the training that they go through. So we have this training that we do. And we do it 5 days a week. And Tim leads a couple. I lead one. Other coaches in the group lead a couple. And we go through the training. Someone plays contractor. Someone plays customer. And we have a point system. But I won't get into all that detail because you can find that out when you join. But there's some times that these are just unbelievable and they're spectacular. And I'm going to just blow my boy Tim up here is because he and I came into this whole contractor fight world together. And maybe I was started a little soon, but I don't think so. I think we came in at the same time. And to watch Mr. Catroni, from who I knew, that was a great communicator to begin with, and really has a gift of a wordsmith when you can understand it. And some parts you just miss and you just kind of nod and go, okay, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a question, I'm okay.
and then just to watch, so he and I have become sales assassins, and we've gotten really good at our game and how we communicate with clients and how we understand their pain and their pleasure, and we have these opening questions that we use. But Tim is just, he's just on another level. And I'm just so impressed with you and proud of you. So congratulations on just where you're at and how you go through these calls. What happens on these calls, sometimes people don't necessarily pay attention, they don't do, and we're going to call you higher. But Tim, I'd like you to touch on a little bit about that call that you had and what really transpired and what made it just this, because there was so much chatter in the group, like so much chatter.
Yeah. Hey, look, first of all, Derek, I'm going to thank you for all the kind words. And it didn't happen by mistake that we are where we are. We paid our rent to be here. So as time goes on, things get lax. In anything, whether it be relationship or care of your body or care of your home or anything. And with Battleground, I think it got kind of lax where these role plays, people are not paying attention. When my wife speaks with me, talks to me, and I am looking at my phone, reading a Facebook post or an email, am I really listening? And this is what I'm seeing and I've seen happening in the group. Now, we can talk about how we can fix it going forward. We can talk about how we got here. And I think that if we look back on what's happening and how we got here, we can prevent it from ever happening again. This comes down to me, Derek, and for some reason, I woke up in the morning, there was a fire lit underneath me, and I know there's a higher standard to what we do. I can honestly admit, Derek, I have not been bringing 100% of me the things I do. In most things, I've been able to breeze through life doing 80%. And save that 20% for a moment of being awesome. But why not be awesome all the time? And if I'm going to be awesome all the time, then I should be expected the people surrounding me are also awesome. Otherwise, I have to find another circle to surround myself with. Thinking this way, when I got on the Agoge call the other day, I reflected back to how, when we started, and I consider myself a disciple, and I think you might too. I'm a disciple of Steve Schinolzer, okay? Because without hearing him opening his mouth, for the first time, you and I would not have what we have.
100%.
Our eyes weren't open. We didn't know it was an option to sell a different way or to represent our businesses, or to know, paying a dollar and charging two. We maybe figure it out someday, but probably not. Even though I'm a clever guy, I wasn't smart enough to know better. Going back to how Steve held us to a standard, and I was not doing the same thing, and I wasn't being a good disciple. So somewhere along the line, the fire went out. It just got extinguished a little bit, and it was still just burning ever so slow. And it just lit me up, dude. And I'm not going to accept less than excellent. I'm not saying I'm going to be a dick about things, but there's a standard. If you're showing up, I'm not looking at a Zoom screen with somebody chewing on a sandwich or somebody on a phone or somebody coming on and off the screen running business. If you're going to be present 100%. Not understanding what I say and not asking, hey, what did you just say? There could be a question there. That's irresponsible because it remember I told you last week? It's no, I didn't. My wife does that all the time. She'll say something and I'll nod in agreement that I heard it and I didn't hear it because I don't think it's going to matter. If I'm on a screen and I have something to say because I'm giving from my heart, giving it from myself, and you're not picking up those words, then why am I saying them? And why are you here taking up that space if you're not ready? You know, why come into the room? Why even present yourself in a situation if you're not going to be there? You have to be present for things, especially, Derek, especially. And no, I forget, I honestly forget how much members pay to be in the group. And it was on a webinar last night I did after hours. And I'm like, hey, how much you guys pay to be in this group? And they told me, I'm like, are you shitting me? Oh my God. It's yeah. Now I see the people that I'm looking at on the screen, why they're there is because they're paying a lot of money to be there. They're paying $700 a month to be there. Unless they have the yearly plan, which is less money, right? Sure. So why not be present?
Fighters, for a limited time, we've made two of our most impactful courses into one game-changing bundle. Shinfu Sales Training and Foundations. Shinfu Sales Training equips home improvement contractors with a proven five-step process, expert-led video instruction, and invaluable tools to confidently help you navigate your sales, eliminate the time-wasting, unqualified prospects, and secure ideal clients for sustained business success. Then you get Foundations. This is the heavy artillery. This is the big guns here. The foundational business training course that every contractor needs to be more successful. So listen, this is two power-packed programs for one great price of only $499 for you right now. Unleash your potential to grow. You're 3 feet from gold. You're not far from the success that you want. So go crush the competition at thecontractorfight.com/turkey. It's time to take charge and dominate.
Let me unpack this for a minute. Is how we do anything is how we do everything. Mm-hmm. And if we're showing up on these calls, and so how are we translating? We're translating this into the training to what happens once you've trained and you get on the phone with a client and or if you go out and see a client. If you're eating a sandwich on these Agoge calls, you're not really present. You're hearing, you're not listening. And you're doing yourself a disservice because you're not, because you're only going to rise to your highest level of training. No matter, like that's, it just, it will never ever change. However you've trained, it is a certain level. You can't be any higher than you've trained. If you trained well, you're at a high level. Therefore, you're prepared for the calls. And this translates over into talking about Janelle and when you're listening to your wife or not listening to your wife, because now we get into validation. And if you can't listen to a client and discern what they're saying to go through that discovery phase, to have one ear on the money wheel and one ear on understanding their problems, you're just not going to sell as high margins. You're not going to close the deals. The people, you're not going to connect with them. So when you come into this group and you get on these calls and you're just not really present, what are you doing? You're just kind of going through the reps. Like you're at the gym and you're just kind of just pushing the weight around a little bit. You're not focused. You don't have a plan. You didn't go in there with a time limit. You're probably on your phone. You're probably chatting with other gym rats. And I go back to when all I needed, and Tim, I think you're similar that way. All I needed was the words. I had the confidence. I just needed the words. And the confidence has gotten me in trouble several times because I'd be like, sure, I know how to do that. And I didn't, but you figured out. But when Steve started sharing those certain words, man, I was hooked. I was so hooked. Like I was glued to the screen. I'm taking notes. I'm asking questions. And when you talk about Steve and having a standard, I remember when it got down to the truth where we have to share with the customer, hey, we might get out there and see something that's a game changer. And I know we've talked about money, but I may see something that may change the price. And I just want you to be okay with us discussing that. And on the flip side, I want you to share with me if we're even going to move forward. If there's just something off and you don't want to move forward and you're thinking about giving me the, oh, I'm going to think about it, please don't. And it sounded just a little bit generic. And that's, it hasn't changed much. I mean, that's pretty much, that's the basics, right? That's the basics of the truth. I mean, I could have said it a little different and I probably didn't say it necessarily verbatim, but it's there. And I remember calling Steve one time and going, man, I got this idea. It's a true thing. Here's how I'm thinking about saying it. And I have a whole paragraph. And he was just like, no, we're not changing that. You say it like this. Don't go changing what this is. And I went, shit, I really wanted to change this. But that's the basics. And when we stay with the basics, that's the training. So when I run into the situation, when I'm on the phone with the client and it's time, I went through the motive and I understand what they need. I've talked about the money and now I need to talk about the truth. And I need to have that conversation with them so that there's nothing confusing when I go out there. And now I just say it. I don't question it. I don't think about it. I might miss a word in there or change just a word, just a tweak, but it's pretty much almost verbatim how I say it every single time.
And why do you keep it the same, Derek? Why is it the same for you all the time?
Muscle memory. It's just easy. So when I get there, I don't have to think. I don't have to worry. I don't have to do anything. I just say it.
It works, Derek.
Yes.
It works.
Yeah.
Can you tweak it? You want to get cute with it? Go ahead. But what if it works? Yeah. If you have to modify, or if there's a, like, there's a flow chart, if he says this and I'm going to say this, or, you know, yeah, I get that. Sometimes it changes a little bit, but Derek, it's a process and you don't change it. Why change it? Don't get cute with it. And setting that standard, this is how it is. This is the way it works. Let's keep doing this way until it doesn't work. And until we don't use verbal communication. I don't know what that banging sticks together, or I don't know, like the Aborigines or the above their heads. I don't know.
Well, it's that standard. It's the repetition. It's the flow. And when you're not paying attention, when you're listening to your wife, I'm sorry, when you're hearing your wife, or you're hearing a customer, potential customer, or you're just hearing on a call, a training call, you miss the reps. You miss the steps, and you're going to be all over the place, and it's just not going to work. And that's where on your call, you were holding people to a standard, because I would say there were some people not paying attention and you called them out.
You know, Derek, it was calling me out first because I let it go. And because I felt it was okay, but I'm thinking about the whole, as a whole, it's, this is how it happened. It's like, this happened on my watch. This happened when I was supposed to be paying attention. You know, I don't feel like I shorted people what they're there for. It's just that I allowed, you know, Derek, look, when I do a live Shinfu, meaning, for, you know, with a client, I'm at my command center. I'm where I feel my most powerful. I'm at my desk. I have my cards. I have my notebook. I have all this stuff. In what world would I have a sandwich in my hand doing a role play, a real Shinfu? It would never happen. It would never happen that I'm taking other business calls when I'm talking to a client. The world stops. My office door gets shut. Everything stops. The world stops. I am going to war, because that's how serious it is.
Yeah.
I want to give that person the best opportunity to buy from me if they're ready.
Yeah. And that feeds the machine. So why would you half-ass this? And why would you half-ass any sort of business? And you saying you're at 80% and now you're pushing yourself. And I can see the transition. I can see how you're showing up in different ways, more so than you did in the past. And I feel the same way. Is we've really started understanding, yeah, we got here, but wait, we got to toe the line and we got to set the standard and maintain the standard.
You know, at one time, Derek, I felt, you know, you could breeze through life at, you know, just a constant cruise, you know, say it was 55 and that was the cruise. And every now and then we had to do something great to earn our keep, just to say, hey, Tim's worth keeping around. But that means I'm letting other people tell me whether I'm worth something or not. I have to feel my worth. I have to feel that I gave it all. I left it all there. And, you know, Tom talks about leaving it all on the field. Yeah, that's what it is. And, if, you know, if I'm seeing that other people are not toeing the line and I don't see them succeed, hey, as a coach, as a mentor, as somebody who's supposed to be lifting people up, I'm doing a disjustice by letting me not be my best. And I think, Derek, and like we talked about in our circle, who we're surrounding ourselves with, that circle may change. And that's okay too. So the question to people listening is, and I know you all know, what is it that you should be doing that you're not? Mm-hmm. Right? Is it for your wife? Is it your health? Is it reading? I mean, how many books have you read this year? I know, honestly, Derek, I can tell when I talk to Steve that he's what he's been reading. Because if I'm reading the same books, I can hear it. Not verbatim, but I can see.
Yep.
I can hear it. And it makes him more interesting of a person and another perspective, and it makes him a better person. So reading, exercising, eating right, running business, holding yourself to a higher standard, or you're making your bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Let me close it out with this. And this will punch a bunch of people in the gut. If you can't avoid this one. If it's important to you, you'll find a way. And if it's not, you'll find an excuse. You can't argue that. And the other one is, you want the real defining point, the real thing that shows what's important in your life, it's going to be your calendar and it's going to be your bank ledger, because you can't hide those things. Oh,
that's some good stuff, Derek, man. Thanks so much for hanging out, brother. I freaking love talking to you. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Tim.